Oh, hi, Musers.
Wow.
You have to say hi.
I've got this new thing called caller ID.
Oh, yeah, it's not that new. Well, hi, Tiger. How are you?
Well, not too good. I don't know if you guys know this, but I didn't win the golf tournament this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's hard to win if you don't play.
Yeah. I know. I just didn't feel up to it.
Yeah, how is the knee?
Oh, it's really bad. Mm. Every time I walk, it, like, hitches backwards like a flamingo.
Does sound bad.
Yeah, it's very bad. Hey, who the hell is Rory McIlroy anyway?
He's the some people think he's the next one. The
oh,
young player.
The next one, the next Tiger?
Maybe.
Please. Rory McIlroy is one potato famine away from fading back into obscurity.
I don't know. He's got a lot of ability.
And I was reading in the newspaper this morning that he broke some of my records in this U.S. Open.
Yeah, he broke a bunch.
Lowest score, fewest boogies.
Bogies?
Oh, I thought it said boogies, and I was like, man, I don't know about that. I had a lot of them when I'm on the court. But there's some other records I know he didn't break. I know he didn't celebrate his victory from I know I had that when I won that U.S. Open.
You shouldn't talk about that.
He's got a long way to go before he's near as successful as me.
Yeah, that's true.
First of all, he needs to change that name. What the hell kind of name is Rory? He needs a regular name like Tiger or Eldritch.
Either of those are regular.
And at least C Cups didn't win.
Yeah, Mickelson?
Phil Mickelson, yeah. That's what I call him, C-Cups.
Your rival, Phil the Dill?
Phil the Dill. Or Phil Doe, as I call him.
Yeah.
And yesterday was Father's Day.
Yeah.
And it made me emotional, you know, because it makes me miss my dad.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You guys remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
My dad?
Mm-hmm. We remember him.
Earl?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
The large buffalo-hearted ebony skin that got so drunk and horny in the 70s that he cornered my crying Chinese mommy in a gas station, laid on top of her and grunted until a PGA winner passed from his body into hers and where it took root, and then 9 months later she laid down in the woods and let a baby ooze out of her, only to become untethered to the new combination when a jackal the umbilical cord into enough pieces.
Gas station and woods?
You know that guy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I miss him.
Yeah. Well, sure. Sure you do.
Yeah, that's right. It was an Exxon gas station, and of course it was the woods right beside it, so that's why I'm called Tiger Woods.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to applaud that.
Jeez. You know that Elon didn't even let me see the kids yesterday?
Really? Mm-hmm. On Father's Day?
Uh-huh. How bad is that?
Pretty bad.
She said it's because I'm a bad influence, just because I used to bang their babysitter.
Oh, gosh.
So judgmental.
Yeah.
So judgmental. Well, I have to go. I've got to go practice my burger flipping ability. It's the only thing I'm going to need in my new job since I can't play golf anymore.
Oh, don't give up yet. Don't give up.
I think you got enough money where you don't need to do that, too.
And I'm also going to be a pallbearer at Clarence Clemens' funeral.
Oh, wow. Well, indeed. That's nice.
Yeah, with my gimpy knee, I hope I don't drop the casket and watch him fall off into a ditch somewhere.
All right.
All right. Why would you be carrying the casket next to a ditch?
He just kind of floats down the ditch.
All right.
All right, bye, Musers.
See ya. There's a fake Tiger with us. It's 8-